From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. For many military servicemen and servicewomen, making the transition from military life back to civilian life can be difficult, especially when it comes to finding a job. The Miami Vet Center and Florida International University recently hosted their third annual Veterans Job Fair. WLRN's Jessica Mazaros covered that event and tells us why some vets are turning to law enforcement jobs to try to ease their transition back into civilian life.
About 60 employers came to the fair, bringing hundreds of jobs with them. Shane Suzuki is with Miami VA Healthcare System. He says vets need career fairs like this because they've been outside of the job market for years.
There are some jobs in the military that just don't translate well to the civilian sector.
Randy Bowie is an ex-Marine, now studying criminal justice at FIU. He served for 6 years and has been out for four getting his degree. Bowie wants a job in law enforcement.
Just to get back to the community, the same reason I joined the military was to do something, make a difference, in positive difference in my life and others' lives, and the same thing I could do here in the civilian world.
He says the jobs are similar. Bowie's already patrolled and done security work for the Marine Corps. Jessica Hernandez works for Miami-Dade Police Department. She was at the fair gathering applications and collected 50 in little over an hour.
We do give them veteran preference and really what they do for the country and everything like that, and the experience that they have, you can't compare it to anything else.
Other hiring companies ranged from Starbucks to Lowe's Home Improvement to Public Supermarket. Shane Suzuki with the VA Healthcare System says about 200 to 300 veterans came to the fair. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.
In health news this midday, the number of babies dying from sudden infant death syndrome is declining in Florida. According to a report from the Tampa Bay Times, SIDS has dropped by 86% compared to 20 years ago. But the decline is not due to new medication or prevention strategies, but because more medical examiners statewide have stopped classifying deaths as SIDS. They say the infants are not dying of some mysterious illness, but typically from unsafe sleeping environments. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte.